We are just a couple of days, actually 3 days away from Thanksgiving. It's coming up this Thursday, the earliest Thanksgiving on the 22nd. And a couple of the traditions are going to continue, and we're going to talk about both of those here. And right now with me from Northfield's Rotary Club, we have the Rotary Club President, Scott Richardson. Scott, good morning. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Glad to be here.
And we also have the person in charge of the turkey trot, from what I understand, Robert Pyramid.
Thank you, Jeff. There's a lot of people in charge of this. It's a total club event, and it's going off without a hitch again.
Boy, you need it's become such a big and popular event that you had better have an army of people helping you out, because there's a lot of logistics to do.
Well, it just gets better organized and better coordinated every year. We're putting in some improvements this year. The course has changed a little bit since we moved up to the White Center, so we have a new starting line, new finish line. And we have chip timing, so that will be a good.
So you can't really fudge anything. They know when you cross the finish line or if you don't.
Well, it's pretty official for the serious runners now.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah,
Google or Facebook, somebody knows what's going on. So.
Now, how many, we were talking before we got onto the air, how many times, how many turkey trots have there been, or what will this be?
This will be the 18th.
18th, so you started right around the turn of the century?
Mm-hmm. And I have to ask, did you envision this happening, the way this thing has grown and unfolded?
Well, I certainly envisioned it growing from year one. It was mm-hmm. just a trial balloon, and it went off without a hitch, so everybody said, well, let's try that again. So that's what we've been doing.
Do you remember how many people were involved in that first one?
I think the first one, it was about 150.
Oh, wow. And it seemed probably like a huge success at the time. Look
Indeed.
At all the people.
Indeed.
Now you have not quite 10 times that, but you have passed the 1,000 mark, haven't you?
Well, we've had 1,300
wow.
on our best day, and we think we might come very close to breaking that record this year.
40 degrees and sunny skies.
You know, the key to this is your weather specialist, Bob Matheson. So if he can just at home turn those dials up, the thermostat a little bit, I think we'll be
40,
able
no,
to do that.
No precip, 1,000 pre-registered. Yes, mm-hmm. we could hit a good mark this year.
Wow, 1,000 pre-registered.
But we just want to invite everybody else who mm-hmm. is on the sidelines. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Nice day to come out and visit with your friends and get some exercise before you're sitting down to that turkey.
And this has become the Northfield Rotary Club does so many things. It's a very, very active organization. I know this is a big fundraiser for you as well. Tell us about the Rotary and some of the things that you do.
Well, you know, Rotary is all about service above self, and mm-hmm. we've dedicated a lot of our energy at the local club to youth exchange, Polio Plus on the international stage, where we've participating in eradicating polio around mm-hmm. around the globe. But this event really funds a lot of our youth exchange work, and we're kind of rock stars in the Rotary firmament, because we host five to six inbound students each year, and mm-hmm. we send out 14 to 16 to 18 to other countries. So we have a very robust program, and it's events like this that really support that.
Yeah, and what amazes me is it's not just like you have a pipeline to a couple of countries or something. You have they're from everywhere, and I mean everywhere, all corners of the world. The exchange.
I remember
programs.
The Faroe Islands. We had a mm-hmm. young woman from there, and this always helps us with our geography. We learn about a lot of different corners of the globe just by
Indeed.
Hosting these kids. And otherwise, locally, we're involved in literacy. We do a meal at the Key every once a month that is provided and staffed by Rotarians, and have our hands in a lot of different things around the community.
And for those who would like to get involved in a good organization, what would be a good way for them to join, or at least find out a little bit more?
Well, we have lunch on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the best way, and we're constantly inviting people to come in and check it out. That's how I was invited long ago, just to come and have lunch and discover that Rotary is a fascinating organization with a worldwide vision, but also the local component, and that's what really attracted me. So a great lunch, great community involvement, and encourage everybody to get involved.
All right.
We meet at the United Methodist Church, so if someone's interested in sampling what we do and who we are, they can come up and we'll treat them to lunch and see if it's a good fit.
Well, KYBN's Bob Matheson has been working on this, so 40 degrees right now, and
he's going to be
even better. Do you have room for more registrations?
Indeed.
All right. How do they do that?
They just show up between 8 and 9 o'clock. The gun goes off at 9, so you just want to get up there before then and come up and join us, and we'll get you signed up, get a chip on your tennis shoe, and you're ready to go.
All right. And Scott is wearing the Turkey Trot 2018 shirt, the official shirt.
That's right. Kurt Larson over at Larson Printing designs these for us each year, and we never think he's going to be able to top what he did the year before, but he always surprises us.
He does.
Does a great job.
Wonderful job.
But it's a great homecoming event, Jeff, and has become kind of one of Northville's signature events. It's just fun to watch people. They've come home for the holidays, and they see classmates they graduated with or family and friends, and people run in groups, and it's just a great...
I think people probably dress like turkeys at some point.
There's a couple.
We have
there's
a few.
There's some imagination.
Some consciously, some not.
And the other thing is, you do remember that it is a run walk. So if you want to come and walk it, there's a lot of walkers, and bring your dog.
Dogs
are welcome.
So with the electronic chipping, you can you run competitive if you'd like, even if it's just against yourself, or if you'd just like to participate and donate to a good cause and have a fun atmosphere, you can do that as
well.
Something for everyone. All righty, gentlemen, anything else about the Turkey Trot?
What's the fastest time we've had?
We've had a time right around 16:20.
That sounds like a pretty good
roll out of bed, stretch, come run, do a good thing for the community and the world, and go home and have a great Thanksgiving meal.
It's a wonderful thing. And Robert, we haven't talked to you at all about since your election day victory. You're going to be starting in the Minnesota House of Representatives.
Correct.
Well,
yes.
Good
Thank
luck
you.
With that. We'll have to have you in on a separate occasion and talk to you
great.
About that.
Thank you.
All right. That is, once again, Scott Richardson and Robert Bierman from the Northfield Rotary Club. Andre Sivanich is coming up next. Another tradition on Thanksgiving Day is Laura Baker Services serving the Thanksgiving dinner, and we'll talk about that in just a moment.